And finally, the Republic of Ireland is marking its chairmanship of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe.
As OSCE chairperson in office, the Irish Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade, Eamon Gilmore, says Ireland will emphasize three priorities. These include peace building, modern security challenges, and continuing threats to fundamental freedoms and human rights.
Speaking to Vatican Radio, Mr. Gilmore outlined initiatives to promote religious tolerance and described relations between the Holy See and the Republic of Ireland as very strong.
Well, our first priority is to use our chairmanship to make a tangible contribution to the promotion of European peace and security. And we will do this through sharing our experience of over a decade of lasting peace in Northern Ireland. We have a good story to tell and one which others may want to hear about. And for this reason, we will be inviting key players from the Northern Ireland peace process to talk about how that peace was achieved. And we want to share that work with other states of the OSCE. Our second priority is to promote internet freedom. During 2012. We are very concerned that basic human rights such as freedom of expression and freedom of the media continue to be under threat in certain parts of the OSCE. Our clear view is that the very same rights exist online as offline, and we will use the fact that Ireland is in many ways a headquarters for the internet industry, Facebook, Twitter, Google, they're all located here in Dublin. We will use that fact to put an emphasis and a focus on internet freedom. And thirdly, we want to prioritise good governance, and we will in that context be highlighting the work of the Criminal Assets Bureau that we have in place here in Ireland, which deals with issues like money laundering, countering terrorist financing and so on.
Very good. And in various parts of the world, Christian minorities are persecuted, as in Nigeria, Egypt, and in other ones. What the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe can do to achieve or consolidate religious freedom in the world?
Well, the promotion and defense of religious freedom is very much a priority for the OSCE, and it is a particular priority for Ireland as chairperson of the OSCE. We will be proposing to address the question of freedom of religion and belief as one of the events we are organising as part of the OSCE's human dimension during 2012. We hope to look at state strategies for protecting and promoting the fundamental right of religious belief and freedom. We will also support ongoing work in preventing and responding to intolerance and discrimination based on religious grounds. And for that reason, I have appointed three personal representatives to deal with the issue of religious freedom and to tackle discrimination on religious grounds. One of the personal representatives that I've appointed is Judge Catherine McGuinness, who is a distinguished former member of the Irish Supreme Court with a great track record of combating discrimination. And she will be have particular responsibility for dealing with intolerance and discrimination against Christians.
And Ireland, as you were saying before, has a unique experience in conflict resolution, with Northern Ireland 30 years of troubles brought to a happy conclusion. What are you planning to organise in this field in order to bring peace in various parts of the world?
Well, one practical measure which we are proceeding with is a special event which we will be holding here in Dublin at the end of April. That event we intend to invite the main participants in the Northern Ireland peace process, including some of the international people like Matti Ahtisaari and like Senator George Mitchell, who helped to broker the Northern Ireland peace process. We will have them, the participants from Northern Ireland who are part of the peace process, to talk about their experience in reaching agreement, in building the peace. And we hope that other countries where there are protracted conflicts at the moment will be able to learn something from the experience of Northern Ireland. And I think probably also take some hope from the fact that even though the Northern Ireland conflict itself was a very long, protracted conflict, that those who were involved in making the peace in Northern Ireland had patience and they worked at it diligently over a long period of time and eventually secured a peace in Northern Ireland, and we want to share that experience with others.
And just last week, you were in the Middle East, meeting the president of Israel and equally of the Palestine state. Did you find any new openings or hopes for a conflict resolution over there?
Well, the purpose of my visit to the Middle East was, first of all, to inform myself about the situation on the ground, particularly the effect of the blockade on Gaza and the impact of the settlements in West Bank, and also the security concerns that Israel has about its own territory and its own population. I met with President Abbas, with Prime Minister Netanyahu, and with the respective foreign ministers of both Israel and Palestine. I hope that the visit helped somewhat in reassuring both sides that they have the support of the Irish government and indeed the support of the European Union in their work to try and reach an understanding and to get negotiations underway in order to build a secure peace.
And finally, Minister, something which is of your competence in a special way. As you know, there is at this very moment not a dispute, but people are speaking about the closure of the embassy to the Holy See. What can you tell us about it? Which were the main reasons? And do you think that an opening will be happening very soon?
Well, as you know, Ireland is going through a very difficult economic period at the moment. A consequence of that has been a reduction in the amount of money that is available to all government departments, including the Department of Foreign Affairs, and also a very significant reduction in the number of staff that we have available to us. We have a very small diplomatic team spread around the world. We conducted a review of our diplomatic missions and our missions overseas and decided that, regrettably, that at this time we would have to close three of those. One of those three was the embassy to the Holy See. I want to emphasize, of course, that our diplomatic relations with the Holy See remain very strong. We have appointed the most senior diplomat in our department, the Secretary General of our department, to be the Irish ambassador to the Holy See, and he will service that function from Dublin. I would hope that in the course of time, as our financial and economic circumstances improve, that we can revisit the whole question of where our missions are, including the question of our mission to the Holy See.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.